Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
All right, welcome to a new episode of Sixers Daily. I'm your host, Jazz Kang. Before we jump into things, do not forget, subscribe to the Liberty Ballers Podcast Network. We appreciate a five-star review. We're going to be doing audio content, ramping things up as we get closer to the season's tip-off on October 20th. You can do that on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, we are there. And of course, check out libertyballers.com for all your Sixers needs. Well, we're finally back. It was good to be in the media room in person rather than talking to people virtually on Zoom. The Sixers held their media day today. Obviously, all of the attention really to start things off was all about Ben Simmons. So Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers came out first. Doc was a little bit, I would say, assertive to start his and Morey's time together. He was asked a question and he cut the reporter off and said, hey, you know, this is my show, so let me answer it. Basically, though, nothing earth-shattering in terms of what's going on with Simmons. Both Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers said they want him back. They expect him to be in a Sixer uniform. Getting the feeling that's obviously not going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, regardless of how long these suspensions last. But Doc seemed like he was pretty excited for the season. You know, and he had this quote where he said, last year we almost pulled off really a miracle run. It's rare that you have new coaches, new players, a new front office, and you turn things around and have a chance to win. They did. They did a great job in the regular season. Unfortunately, as we all know, that didn't carry over into playoff success. We saw what happened. Everybody knows what happened against the Hawks. But, you know, you're looking at this, and Doc was even very complimentary of Ben Simmons in his own way. He didn't shy from his comments after the game. Well, he did try walking it back and saying, hey, that wasn't my intent. You know, I wasn't saying that he wasn't. He basically said, we're coming off a game seven loss. And you know, I didn't even want to answer the question, but it was taken the way it was taken. So he did walk it back a little bit, just gauging by what I was seeing, being in the room, talking to him. They did kind of have their guard up in terms of they knew they were going to get peppered with Simmons questions. And they kind of came in, I feel like, with a uniform message, which is, we want him back. He's not here right now. You know, we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. But just gauging how it was even with the players, obviously these guys like Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey's very close to Ben Simmons. They work out together in the summer, both clutch clients. Just gauging when they were being asked about Ben, they were looking at like, yeah, he's not coming back. So, you know, I think that this thing is gonna drag on a little bit longer than maybe we had hoped, but Daryl Morey's right. We got to see how the team does coming out of the gate. If they start off 7-3, 8-3, 9-3, something like that, you know, it might be 5-0. The pressure to trade Simmons will come down. Now, if they start off 3-7, yeah, then we're going to get into some major issues with it. But I think we're looking at least probably another 3 weeks, unless the Sixers get a Godfather deal that they can't say no to. Another interesting tidbit that came out of this whole thing was Doc Rivers was talking about Ben Wallace and how guys don't necessarily need to shoot in order to be Hall of Famers. He has a great point like that, but the Sixers don't have the scoring that, you know, you could separate and get, you're going to get your to 28, 29 from Embiid, but who's going to support him? You know, Harris has to be a little bit better this year. We'll talk about him in a bit as well, but looking at where the Sixers are at right now, it's going to be tough to try and get Simmons back, and saying that, you know, you're damn right. You know, he doesn't have to score 20 points a game. He's a very good player still, 25 years old. We've mentioned this before. Guys like that don't become available all the time. Three-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year candidate year in and year out. So he does bring a lot, but it just looks like that bridge is burned and there's no coming back, because the way Doc and Morey were basically saying, hey, we want him here. We want him back in a Sixer uniform. Again, just my opinion on it, not saying it's factual, just gauging it off from what the players who have a relationship with Ben were looking at it like. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. It was also good to see Joel Embiid. He was good old Joe. He was hilarious. He was honest and he was forthright and real. He did confirm that the team did try and go out, or him and some of the other guys did try and go out to LA to meet with Simmons. And I'm quoting this as well. He said, "That's what it takes to win. And I still believe we got a chance to win with him. I know he's going through a lot, and I guess we just got to let him be himself." And he also mentioned that if he had the opportunity to talk to Simmons, he would say he's disappointed in how things have went. They know they can win together. They've shown that they can win together by having a strong regular season the last few years. But again, Joel didn't really seem like that's happening anytime soon, that Ben's walking through that door and he's going to rejoin the team. But, you know, they were confident, and he's like, he's ready to play at an MVP level. He also had a funny quote about if Golden State came up and basically offered Steph Curry and Klay Thompson for him. He's like, if I was a manager, I would say yes to that. You can't get mad at that. He realizes it's a business. And it was interesting to see Joel and some of the players even talk about the fans. And a lot of the reporters that were at media, they were asking questions about how the fans were being perceived, like, are Philly fans being too rough? And Joel really embraces it, as he has. He's embraced the city the whole time too. But he just basically said the fans have the right to act the way they want to. But he loves it here. He doesn't want to be in another city. He said it's fair game for them to get mad. They get paid based off them coming to the arena, buying their merchandise. So he's keeping that in perspective. But getting back to on the court stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Sixers are going to handle the upcoming drama that you're going to see here. Because you got all these young guys, right? You got Tyrese Maxey, who Doc Rivers was very complimentary of, basically saying that he is the guy that's going to really step up. That even if Ben Simmons was here, they had big plans for Tyrese Maxey. So it's looking more and more, if things shake out the way they should, if Ben isn't on the Sixers or with the Sixers on opening night, you'll probably see Tyrese Maxey start. But they got all these young guys, and it was good to see them as well. B-Ball Paul, Isaiah Joe, Jaden Springer. We got to talk to Tyrese Maxey, who was hilarious. Actually had a funny interaction with our Paul Hudrick of Liberty Ballers, one of our producers, where he was just like, "Hey, good to see you, Mr. Paul. Good to see you in person." And it was nice to have that interaction again with the players and just being around the fellow media members too. Now, looking at this, I mean, again, nothing too crazy came out of media day. I feel like the players might have been coached up on what to say, what not to say. I really thought Toby Harris was forthright the way he was speaking. And they all kind of said the right things, like, you know, Tobias Harris, Danny Green, Joel Embiid, the leaders of this team, were basically saying, look, you know what, we're gonna have to go with what we got, which is a professional attitude to have. And they're saying all the right things, that hey, you know what, he's on the room, we're gonna treat it like he might be an injured guy, or you know, he's away from the team for now, but we got to focus on what's going on with us. And they still feel like they got a very, very good team, which they do. They're deeper this year. They are gonna be better, but again, you're losing out when you have a former number one overall pick and a guy who has the impact that Simmons does. You're obviously gonna be missing out. So I'm interested to see how Doc adjusts, if they play any differently next season. Maybe go you know, a little bit more where you're trying to get maybe Joel and four shooters, or we'll see what he ends up trying to do with this roster, given the construction that it is right now. And obviously I'm saying this before we see a resolution to the Ben Simmons issue. So that's going to be interesting to see as well. But really cool answers from Joel Embiid. He was focused on the team being accountable. You know, basically saying it's my job to you know, lead this team, and he wants to take on the challenge. So he's not going to have, it looks like he's not going to have as much help without Simmons there. So a lot more pressure on Joel too, going into this season. Like I said earlier, going through the young guys, Tyrese Maxey, funny, engaging, seems like he's ready, raising up to the challenge. Danny Green was hysterically funny. It was actually once while Danny Green was doing his media day obligations, Joel Embiid was walking by. I was like, "You suck, Danny." So I mean, you could see these guys are pretty loose and they're having fun, and it seems like Danny Green is going to be the elder statesman for the team, which he is. He's the oldest guy on the team anyways, but he's the way he handled himself and the way these guys are looking at it, they're handling it like pros. There was a bit of you could tell that when Doc and Daryl walked up to lead things off with their interview, you could tell they were had their back up a little bit. And they were anticipating the questions that they got peppered with. But again, they didn't really break character. Neither did the players, that, hey, you know, this is what it is. He's not here, and we're just going to go with what we got, which, again, is what you'd probably hear from most professional athletes, given the current circumstances. I want to touch on a couple of things that we picked up on at Media Day as well. I'll do that after a short break.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
All right, and we are back. Yeah, looking at it was funny because Matisse Thybulle, he was asked about Simmons, and I loved his answers, to be honest. He was very direct, and he would just like, look, as much as it's as much as a distraction as you guys, and he's pointing the finger at the media and saying, you want it to be. We don't talk about it in our locker room. Again, I can't confirm or deny that. I'm pretty sure they have discussed it at some point, but seeing what Thybulle said, then he was asked, he was like, what happened there? Like, why didn't you, and I forget which reporter was, but he was asked basically, why didn't you guys end up going to LA? Like, why did Simmons say no? And he would just, he's like, I don't know. And I love the answer because he was like, I don't know, and I'm not going to answer it. He basically was just like, shut the hell up. I'm not answering anymore about Ben Simmons. So that was interesting to see. Some of the players were, I don't want to say defensive because that wouldn't be the right word, but they knew what was coming and they answered their questions. And like Thybulle didn't even try and be politically correct. He's like, yeah, I don't know. And he basically looked at us like, I don't want to answer that question. And so things started getting a little bit easier there, but it was good to see and be around the team, and they do look light and they look like they're handling the situation well. As much as I think that maybe Doc and Daryl had a little bit of a, like, they wanted, or maybe they thought there was a small chance that Ben Simmons would show up. Obviously, I think most of the world knew he wasn't going to, but I'm saying, I don't know if they did feel that, but they didn't let that on at all on media day. And like I said earlier, they're saying all the right things, that, hey, he's not here. We're going with what we got. And that's that. So it'll be interesting to see.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.